Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. Good morning. Sorry about the delay. I was trying to do some last-minute things and it took a little longer than I thought. It is the last Saturday of 2018. We are about to roll into 2019. And as we usually do around the time of the year, we're going to keep it light. Just keep it on. Life, love, relationships, so on and so forth. Last week, we started out with a lovely and up-tempo conversation. One and only Donnie Short, it's my man. Was delighted to have him on and to get his take on this. Now, this week, a little different because we need to sprinkle some reality. Well, it's all reality, but we need to sprinkle some of what's going on into the show. The shutdown is in its first full week. Now, this is a battle that has been brewing for some time because the president has been asking for his wall and funding for the wall ever since he was on the campaign trail, but that never materialized because, as we all recall, he said that Mexico would pay for the wall. He's not been able to secure funding from Mexico, so he's asked Congress to grant him funds in order for the wall. $5 billion he was asking for it. Now, he's since come back, as of yesterday, with a number lower than $5 billion, but that was still unacceptable to the Democrats, so this is where we are. Now, not everyone is down as of right now, but it is and will be spreading to other sectors of the government shortly because money is running out. You know, the Democrats take over the House come the 3rd of January. And there are some options to get around the situation with that coming about. Sorry for you all who are not familiar with that, that's a continual resolution to fund the government, can be passed. It's getting tougher and tougher, though,
for the Republicans to make something happen, and it seems like they don't want to make anything happen because until January 3rd, they still control both houses of Congress and the presidency, so this could very well happen with a vote just simply by them because they have more members in both the House and the Senate right now. So it does not take a lot for them to pass something. Don't know why they are allowing this fight to continue because it's really not something they need to do, but maybe they're just trying to slump everything on the Dems as they come in and take over the House, and they've already started attacking Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and how unwilling they are to, with stories of how unwilling they are to quell this fight. Now, in the midst of all that, for the first time in his 2 years as being president, Donald Trump went to the Middle East, allegedly. And I say that, tongue-in-cheek, but I mean the hell out of it. Like, I would not be amazed if 6 months, couple years down the line, someone comes out with the fact that he was in California, in Arizona, some crap like that, and the whole thing was staged. You know, look, most men, I wouldn't question. Again, barring any disagreements that we may have. But this joke is just different. It's a very high bar with respect to trust and understanding and having some faith in this cat. I ain't got it. I just don't have it. And I talked to someone last night. I was out getting some pizza, and there was the pizzeria had Fox News on, and they were talking about the shutdown and how it was, you know, going on, and why it was happening, so on and so forth. So I turned to an older guy that was behind me. I said, "Hey, what do you think about that?" And he says, "You know, I think the Democrats should get off their ass and give them the money for the wall." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." So, and he goes on to say, "You know, I think he's a great president." You know, I'm like, "Okay. But what do you think the wall is going to do?" "Well, it'll keep them out." "Who?" "It'll keep people from coming over here and killing, you know, police officers." "Really? But what about the people that are here that are killing police officers and children? So you just want to keep out extra people, but you don't want to address the elephant in the room, which is the people that are already here." I just think he's a great president. "Oh, but what has he done?" Seriously, I mean, in 2 years, what has his single legislative victory been that helps the people? That helps the people. If you watch the markets, that tax cut ain't helping the people. When the Dow loses 1,000 points in a day, that's not good. So it rebounds. It rebounds a couple days later. Then it falls off again. Because he's talking reckless about the Fed chair and replacing the Fed chair. I've said this a million times. I may have to say it a million more. This guy does not understand the power of his position. He doesn't understand the power of his position. He doesn't understand that his words have very strong ramifications. His words move armies that are not ours. His words move economies that are not ours. Simply from the anticipation of what America may or may not do. Because he is the President of the United States. We can have varying degrees of understanding of that, meaning you can either accept him as being your president, you can say he's illegitimate and say he's not your president, but there can only be one President of the United States at a time. And in the current state that we're in, we have Donald Trump as our president. Now, I say that after saying to a friend of mine just the other day, I said, you know, I am very fortunate and very happy to not be serving under this guy. Because as a military member, you don't have the luxury of parsing that out. Either you follow the orders of the commander in chief or you go to prison. You follow the orders of the commander in chief or you lose your job. There's very few options there for you when you are a member of the uniformed services. So the situation with his, I'm gonna call it alleged overseas visit, in which troops were shown getting autographs, make America great stuff again, that causes problems. There's ramifications there, because as a uniformed service member, you cannot, while in uniform, go to a political rally. That's, you're not supposed to do that. That's not what you're supposed to do. So, there's a lot of things and freedoms that you fight for when you put that uniform on that you don't necessarily enjoy yourself. And that's a part of the trade-off. You know, that you can be so much, you can do so much, but there's also limitations to what you can and cannot do. And that's understandable. You want folks who are charged with serving and protecting, be it federal or local, to be as impartial as possible. And you can't get that, you won't get that, if they are allowed to do whatever, whenever, however. So that it's totally understandable. I'm rolling out of 2018 into 2019 with hopes of a better tomorrow, for lack of better terms. In all honesty, man, it's we've clapped at this cat for 2 years or so, either directly or indirectly. And it's not because of a distaste, or it's not, I won't say a distaste, a dislike, because I don't know him personally. So I can't say if I like him or don't like him. It's because of a distaste for his behavior. It's because of not trusting his values. And that his values and his value bucket is what's best for our nation. Or he doesn't put forward I fell into an Obama moment. I was going to say the hope and change. And it's not about the hope and the change. He doesn't put forth the image of someone that I would want my children to look up to and be like, yo, I want to be like him. You know, I'm watching HBO, and Vice had a special report about the financial crisis and 2008 or whatever. And they were going through the timeline of the banks collapsing, Lehman Brothers, JP, Bear Stearns. I mean, names that aren't even around anymore, right? Bear Stearns. When I heard last time you heard someone talk about Bear Stearns. How Barclays was coming in to buy a portion of J.P. Morgan. And then that got shot down by the British government because the British government didn't want to take on, as quoted by their financial prime minister, the cancer of America. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but through this whole thing, right, They're talking about how the heads of the Fed were talking to one another. The Treasury Secretary, the head of the Federal Reserve, all these cats were constantly talking. They were constantly communicating. They were constantly briefing members of Congress. President Bush was featured, and he spoke often throughout it. President Obama spoke throughout it. And President Bush was remembering a meeting that was held at the White House in which John McCain, Senator McCain, actually, this was after Senator McCain suspended his candidacy and his campaign and said that he was calling for everyone to get involved and to find solutions so that the world's economy wouldn't, you know, go bankrupt, go belly up. So Senator McCain called and asked him, could he hold a meeting at the White House to discuss blah, blah, blah. So President Bush invited Obama. So everyone came, you know, they're sitting there, they're talking, and President Obama got the opportunity to give his feel for the situation and what he would do to mitigate the effects. And then Senator McCain was given the same opportunity, and it was a dud. He had nothing. He wasn't prepared. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, are we not in that situation right now? Are we not in a situation where we have someone who is so focused on the end game that they've not paid attention to the game? They've not paid attention to whom. It's like you know your team won, right? And you know who the MVP was, but you don't know the true MVP. And what I mean by that, and if anyone knows sports, you understand where I'm coming from with this. The true MVP is that player or those players who did those little things, those nasty, gritty things to put the team in position to win. So, you know, you might give a cat the game ball because he or she scored 50 points or 7 touchdowns or whatever, but you give the other game ball to the lineman who kept opening up that hole, who kept that pass rusher off balance so he didn't get to the quarterback. You give it to the wingman whom took 2-3 other defenders with them because they are a threat. So it left the center open to score 50, 60 points or whatever. You give it to the point guard because you couldn't score 50, 60 points had you not gotten the 20-30 assists from your point guard. So, and I think about that, and I look at the cat that we have right now sitting on Pennsylvania Avenue, and I'm like, yo, that's that dude. And he's not prepared. He's so worried about the final score, meaning eradicating everything that was laid down before he and putting his stamp on everything, that he's not paid attention to the game, which is understanding why these things were there before he was there and the need for them to continue because it benefits the whole. He's just so focused on himself. So I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking about dating. And through that lens, I say to self, you know, as you approach your mid-40s to 50s, how easy to get focused on yourself that you forget to create, or you aren't as mindful of creating space for someone else in your life because you are so focused on yourself because, you know, for whatever, you've had bad relationships, time has gone by where you've been single, that you forget about this ain't how it's supposed to be. You know, we're not supposed to go through this thing solo. that's not it at all. That was never our purpose. You know, now you can cut back with, well, that's just how it is. Or you can cut back with, you know, I've tried and it hasn't worked. Okay, that's fine. You know, but I break things down simply to people who work for me. Often when they say, yo, you know, this didn't work, this didn't work. Okay, cool. But you know, that doesn't mean you stop trying. You know, because if we stop trying, the first time or the first couple of times we did something, none of us would walk upright. Because most of us fell. The first couple of times we tried to walk by ourselves, we fell. The first couple of times we tried to ride a bike, we fell. Most of us. Not all of us, most of us. Most times we tried to, anything new, we failed at because we didn't understand it. It was something new. And if you want something new, if you want something different, then you got to do something different. You know, you, sometimes you have to step outside of yourself. Sometimes you have to put your wants, your needs to the side for a moment, not forever, but to the side and say, hey, look, in order for us to get here, I understand that what you need needs to come first. Let's not forget, though, that I still have needs as well, and those need to be taken care of. But let's focus on you, get you to where you need to be, and then we can come back to me. And here we are focusing on us, because first there was you, now there's me, that's us. And now we can build and grow together. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, but if that's where you are, that's what you're about, that's your purpose, then make it known. You know, again, in our mid-40s, 50s, even older, none of us have time to waste or play. You know, now, that doesn't mean knock me over the head with a club and drag me to the altar, because we still have to get to know one another. So we have time for that. We have to have time for that. And I implore you all, take time to date. Seriously, date. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. You know, you putting that pressure on yourself or on that other person to do this now is almost never going to be good. Because at some point, someone's going to look back and say, yo, your ass been tricking me. It's like, come on, man. You told me that everything was going to be all right. I believed you. So I rode with you. Now I'm looking at this shit. And this ain't good. This is not where I want to be. This ain't the life I want to live at all. How we come to this? Because your ass tricked me. You pressured me into doing this, that, and the third before I was ready. My dumb ass said, okay. And now we here. So now I'm mad at you. But I'm even more upset with myself because I allowed myself to be fooled. You know, and that's never good. That's never good when you're in a situation where you know you should not be in. It is the fault of your own because you allowed yourself to get into that situation. But the other person in there with you is a part of that equation as well. And you daily look at them and like, this was bullshit. But again, you know, at the end of the day, you have the final say into what you do or you do not do. And if it ain't for you, if that gut, if that little voice inside you is telling you, and I call that the God voice. If God's voice is telling you don't do it, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not going to work. If instinctually you're getting warning, run, motherfucker, run. Turn around and run. You know, that is the reason for that voice. Listen to it. You know, if people tell you and or show you who they are, believe them. Believe them. You can like them. You can love them. You can lust for them. You can support them. You can do anything you want to or for them from a distance. And sometimes that's the position we need to be in, at a distance. Just, some shit just ain't going to work. It just ain't going to fit. And whom has the energy to start, stop? That's how we get jaded. That's how we get burnt out. That's how, you know, we become just so cold to one another and cruel to one another. You're just going to be like everyone else. That mentality starts to form when you don't take the time to really get to know someone and enjoy the process of getting to know them. And through that process, you may come across the bridge that says, I don't want to go any further with you, and that's okay. You take that, the fork that goes right or left, and you allow them to continue on with their path, and you go down yours. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is trying to force a square peg into a round hole. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong. What's wrong is when you know ain't nothing good going to come out of it. You know it. You know it. Ain't nothing good going to come out of it. And instead of allowing that person and yourself to grow with someone else, you ride it out. Then you get bitter. Then they get bitter. What you going to do? That ain't good. That ain't healthy. We don't want to be there. Let's act like grown folks. Remember back in the day, you know, when your grandmother or your mother would take you outside and they say, you know, you better act like you have some sense. There ain't no difference. If you ain't grown, and some of us ain't grown, just because we got some numbers behind us, that don't mean we grown. Just because we've seen some sunsets and some sunups, that don't mean we grown. You know if you grown or not. You know if you grown or not. You don't need nobody to tell you if you grown. You're not affected when someone, you know, a grown woman, shit, a grown man, you're not affected by stuff like that. Grown people don't pay attention to shit like that. You know, I'm trying to tell y'all, and I've been on this soapbox for a minute too. I'm trying to tell y'all, grown folks don't text. That's just my opinion. Grown folks don't text. You ain't texting. Don't text me. Now, if it's something, if you're in a meeting, blah, 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 that's cool. But don't text me no damn book. And I'm reminded of that because I'm going through one of my old phones the other day, and I found a picture of Audra. And I'm looking at it, and I'm missing her. I really am, you know. Next month will be 4 years without her. And it really hit me the other day that next month will be 4 years without her. And I'm remembering talking to Audra, and she's saying to me clearly, yo, you didn't call me. And I was like, yeah, I was busy, so I texted you. Fuck you text me for? Because I was busy, and I was trying to let you know that I couldn't call you. Don't text me. I'm grown. I'm a grown-ass woman. Do not text me. Grown folks don't text. And I was like, Audra, come on, yo. If I'm busy, and, you know, I want to let you know that, yes, I understand I need to communicate with you. However, I can't communicate with you, so I'm letting you know why. And I was just letting you know that I will hit you back as soon as possible. Okay, but just call me later. Because we ain't texting the whole damn book back and forth to one another. You know, after that first text, and you see I got it, don't be texting me no more. Either you calling me or it's over. And she was hell-bent on that. I mean, hell-bent on that. And that really struck a chord with me the other day. Again, you know, I'm just fiddling through, and I was like, bam, picture of her. And I was like, wow, miss you, girl. Really do. But I'm sorry, I got off on that tangent. But yeah, grown folks don't text. We don't do that. We ain't doing that shit. Now, you know, I have my family and my folks that are overseas. I make exceptions for that. You know, there's exceptions to every rule. But yeah, we a whole book, man, a whole paragraph. Nah, man, I ran across a young lady a couple of years ago, and as I'm preparing for the show, again going through my old phone, I saw her text message, and she invited me out, and I said, "Cool, let's do it at 6." She was like, "Perfect." Now I'm thinking at that point, she was gonna call me later, or I would call her. So she continues to go back and forth, and I noticed that I engaged her. And I'm saying to myself as I'm reading this now, what in the hell was I thinking about? That's just a waste of time. And it's more opportunity for us being men to fuck up. Because we already don't understand y'all. So why would we communicate with you in a form and fashion that's going to give you the opportunity to say, one, you ain't listening. Two, you're insensitive. Or three, yeah, you just stupid. Now, why would I do that? That don't make no sense. I'm not setting myself up like that. But I did. I went back and forth, back, forth, back. I was like, man, what the hell was wrong with me? Then I remember what she looked like. She had a big old booty. So I was like, that's what happened. Because when the booty right, leave me there at night. Good morning, sir. How are you? Good morning, caller.
You talking to me?
Yeah, talking to you.
Oh, good morning,
Were
man.
you just listening? Did you, were,
Yeah,
did, were you just
absolutely.
listening or did you? Okay. I wasn't sure if you wanted to jump in or not. I'll put you back.
No, I'm just...
So, as we go into this new year, I pray for you all. And I don't have any problems with praying. Y'all know I'm not religious, but that don't mean I don't pray. I know God. Don't look at me like that. That you all find peace, whatever that peace is. Mental illness is real. I observed the young lady talking to herself, full-fledged conversation yesterday as I'm driving. She was on the corner and she was having a full-fledged conversation with herself, and it didn't look like she was winning. And I'm sitting there, and some years ago I would have been disgusted or I would have laughed, and I was neither. I was sympathetic. I was like, oh, mental illness is real. During this time of the holidays, this is when most people hurt themselves or others that they love. And, we need to look out for one another. We need to uplift one another. We need to be about the business of being communal with and to one another. This is going to be an awesome year. 2019 is going to be an awesome year. I'm really feeling it in all kinds of ways. There's an energy behind 2019 that I haven't felt in a very long time, to be honest with you. I haven't felt it in a very long time, and I'm enjoying it. I'm eagerly awaiting ringing in the new year. Now, new year for me is usually very private. I usually chill at home. I don't do a lot of jumping up and down or moving around, anything like that. It's like my birthday more often than not. And even though I usually travel for my birthday, on my birthday, I'm usually very stable. I don't move a lot. I think that's a little psychotic, and I'll explain. I think it's that way because, I don't want to die on New Year's, and I don't want to die on my birthday. So I'm like, if I stay home, I'll be good. I'm safe at home. I at least want to see the new year, and I at least want to see my birthday. And that's odd, man. I really never thought about that until now. But yeah, I at least want to see both of those change over. I want to see the coming of my birthday. I want to see the coming of the new year. And I've noticed that I usually play it close to the crib because of that. But yeah, it's like, do I want to do something different this year? I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know. But I'm pumped. I'm really looking forward to 2019. I've been having great conversations with friends, with mentors. My support system is getting closer. Meaning in mileage, a lot of people are coming home, which is awesome. My brother Sean, I think he's going to get out of jail this year coming. It looks that way. I hope he stays out this time. But if he doesn't, that's his choice. And I'm okay with that. But yeah, I'm like, man, I want to do some things. I'll be 45 next year. I have at that point 5 more years to finish the rest of the states because I want to do all 50 states by the time I turn 50. I only have 8 to go, so that should be well within reach. I definitely have to buy a new home next year, so that's on the horizon. But yeah, just this thing here. Just doing this Saturday in, Saturday out. It's time to push this. It's time to really push this and see what comes out. So I was talking to a mentor the other day, and I was like, yo, one of the things I really haven't done is spent a lot of money in advertising. So I want to do some advertising and see what comes out, see what comes out in the wash. The product is good. The product is solid. It's nothing that can be faked. It's nothing that can be bluffed in any form or fashion. If we're not ready, you know it. You feel it. If we're not ready, we usually don't do the show. To be honest with you. It's like, yeah, nah, we ain't ready. It's not there. For whatever reason, we all have lives outside of this, and we have personal issues that we have to deal with, and sometimes those just come into play and they weigh down on doing this, and that happens. But out of 52 weeks out of the year, we try to limit that as best we can because we only have 52 opportunities to come and spend time with you all, so we try to make sure that we do more than our fair share of the 52 weeks. Then there's the question of, well, do you want to do it more often? Like, no, I really don't want to do that because the way it's set up, it really burns well when it's savored for the end of the week because all the news happens and life happens. And then we can come on and we just share it. And then you all have the opportunity to chime in, be it live or later, and say, yo, I'm feeling you. Same thing has happened to me. When we did the leadership show, right? I had some friends that couldn't make that show. They listened to it. They called me. It's like, yo, I wish I would have made it. It was spot on. I'm going through the same thing. It's crazy how similar all of our situations are. I was like, yo, that was the reason for the show, though. The reason for the show was to let other people know you're not the only one going through this. You're not the only one that goes to work to put your best foot forward, that puts your best foot forward only to get your knees shot from under you at times because folks want to prop themselves up because they recognize you as a threat. You know what I'm saying? So instead of them hearing your voice, they only want to hear their voice. Because if they hear your voice and they know that they understand that hearing your voice means, well, they feel that hearing your voice is drowning theirs out. And they see that you already are 2, 3, 5 steps ahead of them. So if you drown them out and other people are listening, where's their space for them? You know, when that's not necessarily your plot and your plan. Your plot and plan, more often than not, I'll speak for me. My plot and plan, more often than not, is just to get it done. I don't give a damn who gets the credit. I just want to get it done. However, don't skip me out of the credit when the credit is due. You know, don't put me, oh yeah, the team. Don't lump me in the team when the credit is due. You know, and good leaders don't do that. Good leaders always push their people forward and keep their people in the light so that their people can move up. You know, bad leaders don't do that. It's no different in the relationship. You know, if you are in a relationship with someone who's non-supportive of you, get the fuck out. That ain't good at all. If that joker is never supportive of you, that's not good. It's not a good situation to be in at all. You know, you should be the biggest cheerleader and biggest cheer section for one another. And jointly, you should be the biggest joint cheerleader and cheer section for you, for the us, for the we that you develop. Like Donnie said last week, you know, you have to form a relationship for both of you all to fit in, right? So once you do that, you should be the biggest cheerleader and cheer section for that relationship. There's no difference. There's no difference when you're at work. You know, as a leader, you prop up your people. You let them talk well about you. You talk well about them. That's what you do. Love and life, very similar. Very similar. You know, there are times when we ain't feeling it. We're not feeling the other person. That's okay. I posted on Facebook day before yesterday. I said, you know, getting the ring is the easy part. The relationship. Are you ready for the relationship? That's the challenge. And I had a number of people say, hey, I'm feeling you. You're 100% right. You know, I wish more people understood this concept. I'm like, this ain't nothing original. I didn't think of that out of thin air. You know, I've thought about that for years. I've heard that for years. Older folks have briefed me and advised me of the same thing. But it goes back to what I said about 10, 15 minutes ago. Do we have space for one another? Is the small shit the important shit? Everything is small. Everything is small. Everything is small. It really is. If you deem your relationship the prize, then everything else is small. Because we are all going to make mistakes. We are all going to have misfires or push one another's buttons or piss one another off. And there's times when, you know, we ain't gonna talk. I'm gonna not like you. You are not going to like me. And that's okay. It's okay to not like me for a moment. It's okay for me not to like you for a moment. But eventually, we gotta get over that shit and keep it pushing. Because it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about us. And if we can't work it out, then we have a problem. But again, if you put yourself before the relationship, if I put myself before the relationship, we're doomed too. We're doomed from the jump. But I don't care what you do as long as I. Oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. As long as I'm, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. Again, it has to be a we situation. Because if it's just a me situation, it's never going to work. It's not going to last. It's a waste of our time. Waste of our time. And today, I will not spend any more of yours. While she had to bail out today, she has some things to do, and that's understandable. But I wanted to come forward. As I said to you all, I apologize for being late. There was some last-minute things. That was last-minute thing. I wanted to come forward and spend some time with you all this morning and share some thoughts. Wish you a happy holiday season. Wish that nothing but the best for you all as we transition from 2018 into 2019. For you all who have already gotten snow, y'all can keep that shit as long as possible, please. Please and thank you. And if it comes my way, I will gladly put a stamp on it and return the sender. For those of you who got that warm weather, fuck all y'all. I don't need to hear it. I don't want to hear about it. Yeah, I'm good. I'm not freezing my stones off, but it's not as warm as you all are, and that's okay. You know, it's the winter time. You're supposed to be able to come out with some clothes on. I get this every year, family. Seriously. Like, yo, it's 80 degrees here, fam. What is it? Yo, I don't want to hear that shit right. Look, I'm not a weather chaser. I love dressing up. Not like that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I mean, I like layering up. I like when I can go outside with my sport coat, my sweater vest, my button up, my jeans, my shoe boots. I like dressing up. I like going outside looking nice. You know, I like being able to put on my skies. I like being you know, pulling out the wool coats. So I like that type of stuff. That stuff is cool for me. I actually like it. I'm crazy, I know. But I like it. That 80 degree every day, all year, I think I would really go crazy. I really think I would go crazy. I'm the dude that went, remember this, I'm the dude that went to Hawaii in January through February from Korea where it was freezing. And I was in Hawaii for a week and said, I want to go back to Korea. 83 degrees every day. It rained for all of 5 minutes every day, and it drove me crazy. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not. It's the winter. It's really winter time. I'm good with all this. Y'all can keep this shit. Send me back to Korea, and I'm fine. And I wasn't able to go until March, but damn near March. But, you know, it's okay. I tried. But, yeah, again, I'm sorry, y'all. Wrapping this up. Happy holidays, family. I appreciate you all. For everything, we see you. We know you're listening. We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate the follows, the likes, the shares on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We appreciate all that stuff, man. You all keep doing your thing. We're going to be real to ourselves, which in turn makes us real to you. And we will see you all in 2019. Love you. Be good. Peace.